Oh, yeah, well, fan bucket and water bucket running for fire, and I got through taking a shower out there drying off and everything. But boy, got this old water that had been up there no telling how long, throwed on me, and I just turned around, didn't say a word, turned around, took another shower, come back out, and her cooking that day, and I went back up to the kitchen. And I sent one of the KPs down there, and I said, go get so-and-so, whatever his name was, I said, come up here and tell him the sink stopped up. In the meantime, I'd set a pitcher there on the sink, and on the drain board, and I had some stuff in it, see. And I don't know, and he come up there and he was working on it, fixing something, stopped us, went over and poured that pitcher on him. He didn't say a word, but down taking a shower. And just things like that.
But did you ever have any serious accidents?
No, well, on the outside, that's crawling my face, that was serious enough.
Was it a pretty safe outfit?
Well, they had rules and regulations just like all the rest of the government. See, I had when I was down to Ashdown, they needed a truck driver. They were down to Little Rock, and they took probably down to get a truck driver and test, and he couldn't pass it. And I was down there. I don't know what I went down there for, but I went down there for something. And to get the truck back to camp, the commanding officer, he couldn't drive. He wasn't supposed to drive. He had to have somebody that could pass the test, so he passed, you know, had me to take the test to drive a truck so I could drive it back to camp. I was a mess sergeant then, and I took the test and passed it. And that's the way I got my truck driver's license while I was there.
I'd like to know more about the floating CCC.
Well, that was only one in the United States that I know of. And when I went down there, transferred down there, it was at St. Charles itself. And then they took it up on what they call the Big Island Chute.
Where is St. Charles?
Well, it's down, you know where DeWitt is?
Uh-huh.
It's, say, 25 miles south of DeWitt on White River. And they took it up there, and they worked on the game and fish and stuff like that for a few down there. And they made chrysal ties, and I don't know what all they done, because I didn't work out in the field, but I do know that's how come the game rushes down there now. I'm kind of CCC can't made it.
That's why what?
The game, you know, Fish Commission, they got that big rushes down there now.
I see.
Because CC can't made it. They've done all the work. Of course, they've improved it some since then, but they really started it out.
How long were you in that floating?
Well, I'd say about a year. It busted up and went over to land camp because they were doing the same kind of work. See, the CC was kind of tapering off about that time. And see, that was 37, 38.
Why did they call it the floating CC?
Because you was on the water. They had big barracks at upstairs and downstairs in the kitchen, and their whole works was on water outside the foreman for the refuge. They had theirs up on the land, but as far as the CC part of it, it was on water.
Well, was it a big barge?
Well, I'd say it was a big barge with a two-story barracks on it.
How many men were assigned to it?
Well, there was about 200 in every CC camp to start to. Every 6 months, they would come back up to 200, and during the 6 months, some would quit, some would do the first one, the other would get out. It generally would be down about 150, 160 at the end of the 6 months.
How big was this floating?
Well, it was about 7 or 8 barges, 2 stories high. See, they had an office and a warehouse or a storeroom where they kept all your clothes, and they had one for your kitchen.
7 or 8, how big were the barges?
Well, I'd say 60 foot long or so, maybe longer. They had about 35, 40 men on each floor.
What did they do for recreation?
Well, we'd go up on the bank there, and we'd fish over there. And, of course, you wasn't allowed to hunt the squirrels and nothing, but you could sit right there on the deck and see 40, 50 squirrels playing around out in the area out there, because they was just live with them out there, but you wasn't allowed to shoot them. Although some people got caught once in a while, I never did shoot one because I didn't have any gun. But I wouldn't have shot one anyway. I didn't have any way to cook it. Unless I took it in the kitchen, and I sure know what I got caught.
Well, I'm sort of backtracking here a little bit, but the food that you cooked, was it all brought to you?
Well, now, we had a storeroom that we, as far as canned goods and non-perishable stuff, We had that pool, you see, we'd order that once a month.
From a central supply?
From headquarters in Little Rock. Mm-hmm. They had a big warehouse just like Safeway's got. Of course, it wasn't as big, but they had their own warehouse. And as far as meat is concerned, you'd order that by 30 days. And the company that you bought the meat from would have to see that you got it. And the milk was delivered daily, and your bread was delivered daily. The perishable stuff was delivered to you.
Where did that come from, local farmers?
Well, we were built. It was a company in Little Rock built on your milk. He brought it from Little Rock. But without St. Charles in particular, we had come in there and St. Charles brought it out. And then when I was at Bush Mountain, it was coming out of Missouri brought it down there because we were close to Missouri.
Did you have a favorite time in the CCC, a favorite camp? Or?
No, I guess I liked them all. I don't know. They're all about the same. Cause I had some one camp like Locke, maybe some fellows associated got a little bit closer to. Well, that particular camp, we followed each other around about 3-4 camps. And the longer you're with somebody, the closer you get.
Are any of those fellows here today?
Well, I seen one that was cook for me now on the floating camp. And I seen one that was company clerk at Soggy Hatchie when I was there.
You still feel close to them?
Well, yeah, I feel close, and just like you with some of your school or friends that you went to school with.
Do you ever see any of them?
Well, some of them once in a while. The only one, well, I haven't seen none of them recently, I don't think.
Well, I don't know if I've asked you this or not, but is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, that's about all I know to say.
If here you have a chance to say something for people who live even hundreds of years maybe after us, if you want to say anything about the CCC.
Well, all I say about the CCC camp for the day and time, I praise President Roosevelt lots of time for what he done for him, you know, getting it started. And I think it was a good thing because, like I say, it took me off the streets and took a lot of boys off the street. Because I know, well, I don't know the name in particular, but Crystal Springs, I know one boy come in there, he would even get air shot and drink it to get the alcohol out of it, and when he come out, he didn't do that. And it's just like you get people today, you know, there's not any difference than there are today.
Well, I want to thank you for your time. And
I appreciate doing it. I hope it helps somebody out.
It's very interesting, and I really thank you.